Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It is Thursday, June 11th, 2020. Hey, apparently we have occupied territory in the United States. See, just outside of Seattle, or inside of Seattle. Chaz. Oh, what a name. This, have you seen this, folks? Have you seen what has become or what is becoming of our nation? Today's very special program today. America brought to its knees through anarchy and treason. Those words have very specific meanings. Anarchy and treason, especially treason in the most legal sense. But is that what we're seeing? Absolutely. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com coming right up. Before Steve Quayle comes on to set the stage for what we are going to be talking about. By the way, I've got the absolute privilege. I want to just say this, folks, the absolute privilege to have my wife, my beautiful, loving wife. I love this woman with all my heart in the studio, in the office this morning. Do you want to come on? Do you want to just come over here? Again with the hand gestures. Okay. That's not nice. I'm joking, folks. No, she's in the studio, and she's just such a beautiful lady, and she just makes it all worthwhile. All right, but seriously, before I bring Steve on, I want to show you this video. This will set the stage for the remainder of the program. It's 2 minutes. It's just a little over 2 minutes. This appears at band.video. You'll see, of course, the watermark or the inscription there, the for attribution. But as this can be played without audio, because the audio is not important for those people who are listening by radio, satellite radio. Of course, you can. I'll be narrating. I'll be talking about one thing in particular that we're going to be addressing. And that's something, the Albert Pike Three World Wars. Remember that? Well, as I discuss this, those of you watching on YouTube, or other video platforms, please just, watch and listen as well. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, I ask you a favor. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel. The link is available at HagmanReportLive.com and hit the like button as well. Why? Because it really messes with the AI, the bots, and the video placement. But let's roll the film. All right. Here I just want to narrate this in the beginning. Here you've got the Speaker of the House, number three in line for the presidency, kneeling, taking a knee, subjugating herself and the United States government whatever this is. This. And of course, you see everyone taking a knee. Black Lives Matter. Antifa. Oh, and this is one of my favorite clips. Very quick. CNN anchor saying it's peaceful protest. And of course, fire is raging behind them. Now we've got looting. You've got, animal cruelty. Where's PETA? Fires, selfies in front of fires. Anarchy is, well, it abounds. What did Albert Pike say about the three world wars? Well, you can read it for yourself, but, the third world war, of course, is, I think where we're at. You know, it's Albert Pike, the letter of Albert Pike, the 33rd degree Mason, Freemason, from him to Giuseppe Mazzini. Well, we know that the word of God is sure. It clearly shows that Jesus Christ is the winner at the end. Of course, by the way, Christ already won at Calvary. It's just going to be a confirmation of that victory. That the time will be bought by miracles done by demons, those who not rooted in Christ, deceived by them. For they are the spirits of the devils working miracles, which will go forth unto the kings. Folks, read Revelation 16:14. As you look at this insanity, this anarchy on your screen, I think it's important for people to understand where we're at with this, to see how far along this path of insanity we are. By the way, Twitter has been flooded with calls, I don't know how many people know this, to arrest George Soros for treason. That's overtime for certain. Think they will? No. Others should be included in that as well, from Barack Hussein, Barry Satoru, Bathhouse, Barry Obama, to, of course, the Valerie Jarrett, the brain of Barry Satoru, and all of the communist embedded infiltrators in our government. Two bits of housekeeping before I go further. Again, if you haven't seen that video, it's available on band.video. I'll put a link to it in the program description box at HagmanReportLive.com. Two things I want you to really consider. Folks, if you haven't done so already, draw your attention to Wisconsin Christian News. Didn't make it above the fold. That's okay. But right here, if you look right here, Lessons from a Kidnapping, Thinking Bigger. That's on page 12. There it is, right there, folks. That's my Hank Hill picture, by the way, as Eric likes to call that. True story, by the way. And this, I believe, is a good story because it's a good article because it gets into really what's happening behind the scenes today. I'm not going to get too far into that. I'm not even going to get into that at all. But I want to thank Wisconsin Christian News for carrying my column. That's wisconsinchristiannews.com. I would urge everyone listening to subscribe to Wisconsin Christian News, both the hard copy and especially the hard copy, the actual paper copy. Oh my goodness, is that good? You can pass it to your friends. You can actually hold it in your hand, read it, reread it. That's wisconsinchristiannews.com. While you're there, please subscribe as well as donate. Because let me tell you, it's so important. Eric the Tech said the other day, I mean, it's absolutely incredibly affordable. The price for a subscription barely covers the cost of the print. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Please subscribe and donate. One more thing. You know, we all shop online a lot, don't we? I mean, I know my wife does. My daughter Jackie does a whole lot. And she uses, they use, as I do, and Eric the Tech does, we all use something that makes online shopping a lot easier, even better, I should say, much better, because it saves us money. Have you heard about this? Honey, okay? You can save money with Honey. Honey is the free online shopping tool that saves you money online. Honey automatically finds the best promo codes and applies them to your cart. It makes shopping online finally feel as easy as it's supposed to be. Here's how it works. Just imagine that you're shopping at one of your favorite sites. Target, Sephora, Macy's, Etsy's, you name it, DoorDash. Do you know that we oftentimes, because we work long hours, we have food delivered. DoorDash. I didn't know this. My wife told me that we had saved $18 in the last two weeks. What was it? 12 days. $18 in 12 days by using Honey. Isn't that great? That's, to me, that's a lot of money. That's a meal. Honey has found it's over 17 million members, over $2 billion in savings. Did you know Honey supports over 30,000 stores online and they're adding more every day? Users love Honey. That's why it's got over 100,000 plus five-star reviews on Google and Chrome, Google Chrome Store. Not using Honey is literally passing up free money. It's free to use and installs in just a few seconds. Plus, it's now part of the PayPal family. Folks, get Honey for free. Do as we do. Save money. I'm telling you, save money. This has got my full endorsement, the endorsement of Eric the Tech, my wife, and that's all I need, by the way. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/Hagman. That's joinhoney.com/Hagman. Remember, two N's on Hagman, and that is join, as in J-O-I-N, honey.com/Hagman. joinhoney.com/Hagman. Without any further ado, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com and Gen 6, by the way, if you haven't done so already. Oh, the True Legends Conference. Did you watch it? Did you order it? If not, why not? Purchase the 2020 video on demand. This aired originally May 15th and 16th, 2020. It's still available. Please, please do yourself a favor and purchase the video on demand. Still available right now. You won't be sorry. True Legends. I mean, it is a class, just a class production. I could not, and I'm serious when I say this, I could not believe how what a high quality production this is. So with that, Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. How you doing, Steve? And we'll try one more time. How you doing, Steve? I can't hear you. Yeah, I can't hear you. Okay. We're going to try to reconnect. All right. By the way, folks, did you see, where was that? God bless you. Did you see the, hang on. I'll tell you. Did you happen to see the, signer? What do they call those people? The signers? What do they call those people? The people that do this? The sign language people? Yeah. All right. Those people. Interpreter. Did you happen to see that one, where was it? Oh my goodness. I had this and I was, look, I'm not making fun of anybody. Oh, it was Governor Jay Inslee when he was asked about the autonomous zone in his area, or in his state, the Capitol Hill autonomous zone, CHAZ. Well, I watched that video clip, but when the sign language person, he was jumping up and down. He looked like he had to go, wee wee. It was incredible. I've never seen anything like this, except when you go back to that South African thing. Oh, my goodness. Bouncy sign language interpreter. All right. We got him?
Can you guys hear me?
We can. Steve, my man, how you doing?
Good. And you can't hear me now, right?
I can hear you 5x5.
We're like a bad cell phone commercial, Doug. We have to use sign language to communicate, even though the technology is there. I think it's really a critically important time for us to be on together. By the way, I look like I'm posterized. I don't know if that's a function coming through. The blue is all marbled. Is Eric seeing that?
Yeah, hang on a second. Eric, punch in there and say what you just said.
Our video card's having an issue filtering the blue.
Okay, so it's okay. Our video card is having an issue filtering out the blue. You must have one bright blue shirt on.
So do you guys want, I can get a Gen 6 t-shirt and put it over because it looks kind of funny. I mean, if this is okay, but it's gonna give you problems later. Let me just go grab a shirt, Gen 6 a hoodie or something, and put it on. I don't want to cause you any trouble.
Steve's an extraterrestrial.
You're an ET guy. Eric said you look like you're an ET, an extraterrestrial there.
He's not human.
Not human. Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you something. The way I see the human race playing out, I would like to claim that, but unfortunately, I can't. I've had that argument with the Lord for a lot of years. Are you sure? Are you sure, Lord? Let me just go get something. It'll be real quick. Go ahead.
All right. And again, you know, the program today, we're talking about America being brought to its knees by way of anarchy and treason. And we don't use those words lightly. Anarchy and treason. What are we seeing? You know, again, I point you to the video clip of Governor Inslee. Doesn't know about this, supposedly has no idea about this occupied settlement, Seattle encampment. Which is odd, but so was that, so was that bouncy sign language interpreter who looked like he had to go to the bathroom. And I've been seeing that a lot lately. I don't know about you folks, but I've been seeing that a lot lately. A couple of other things as we're waiting for Steve to robe back up. A couple of other things taking place. A lot of things going on in the background too, in addition to the obvious anarchy. The treason part of things. Man, how things have happened with respect to Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. We can see that. You can see the treatment of others. Roger Stone. By the way, Jerome Corsi. And I know that there's no love lost between Dr. Corsi and Stone. But that aside, Jerome Corsi wrote a book about the plans to unseat President Trump. And just, Steve, punch in when you're fully garbed there.
If this is good, I'm here.
Look at you, man. Hey, you look good.
Well.
All right.
By the way, I just want to share something. The feedback from this year's streaming conference is greater than any of the live presentations. The feedback.
Yep.
People have loved it. I mean, they just have really loved it. So I want to thank everybody for their support. The videos, Lord willing, will all be shipped out over the next couple days. And what's interesting is that, Doug, the subject matter now, again, are all the different subjects are coming to pass in the headlines of the day. But I want to get back on the theme, if we can, about America brought to its knees.
Amen.
I hope that people understand what Doug was saying, and we were talking about, Doug, in times past on your show, that the Masonic blueprint for World War III is in place. To quote Albert Pike, and maybe Eric can put that up, paragraph it out, but the important thing is generating a war between Christians and Muslims and Jews, and hopefully getting everybody to kill each other off, and then they bring on the pure doctrine of Lucifer. And by the way, that is a true statement, especially in Morals and Dogma, written by Albert Pike. This is what Tom Horn's been talking about. And I'll try and get Tom to come on, because Shadowland, you're talking about a supernatural conspiracy that transcends time and space, that is playing out right now before our face. And I think it's really critical that people understand something. When you go to your knees, it's a sign of being vanquished. And that word should be, there's a great title for the book, The Vanquishing of America. If people don't understand, I love my black brother in the Lord Jesus, who said, I don't bow before anyone except the living God. When I saw that police chief laying prostrate before the people, begging in essence for their forgiveness, Doug, we've been brought to a point where not only are we a nation under divine judgment, and I want to share something. I received one of the most naive, and I would say this perplexing emails from a Christian the other day, which would have been Wednesday. I went on a little bit of rant about it, but I think it's really important that people understand this. Number one, it's my contention. 90% of Christians don't believe the Bible in its entirety, even though a lot of evangelicals will say they do. In order to validate that, I would say you could not see like the Southern Baptist Convention and other different sects of Christendom embracing what they're embracing. Nor could you see the Catholic Church, or at least half of the Catholic Church, embracing the Pope, the Black Pope, and the whole end-time scenario for the playing out of a false prophet and the Antichrist. It's my contention the Antichrist will show up after World War III, and we're going to get into World War III. The problem I have is knowing how much to say, when to say it, and when is enough. So I want to read Matthew 24, 38 through 51, and then we'll go into everything. And feel free to interrupt me at any point, okay?
All right.
Because, and I mean that, because, ladies and gentlemen, it's a delight for Doug and I to be on together. The feedback between us is what I enjoy and thrive on, because, again, his questions are usually represented by the emails he gets. But let's go to Matthew 24, 38 through 51. For as in the days of Noah that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and what? Marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So also the coming of the Son of Man shall be. Excuse me. Then shall two be in the field, one shall be taken, the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, the other left. Excuse me. I tell everybody, excuse me. Choking on my own words. This is weird.
Well, hey, Steve, take your time. I'll tell you what. By the way, folks, Steve sent me this, and it reminded me. I read this all through again, and boy, how significant this is to our time. So, with that, I'll continue, Steve, when you're ready.
Okay. Watch. I'm going to verse 42. Watch, therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. And the thing is, we're talking about the Son of Man, but we're also talking about the judgment of God. Getting back to the email, the brother that was taking me to task, if he is that, and by the way, I told him, never email me again. He does not understand the character of God judging sin. His whole beef was that I'm tired. Here's what he said. I'm tired of Christians preaching that God's going to judge America. Where are all you people to stand up for the Constitution and fight for what's right? My immediate response is, who are you and where have you been for a quarter of a century? But the idea of God judging America is foreign. If you don't believe God's judging America, listen, all I could see is the people bowing before Baal, B-A-A-L, or Baal as some people pronounce it. We invited idols from the world to come into our land. We invited, Islam was praying on their prayer rugs on their knees, and now America has been brought to its knees. And I want to share something with everybody, as I certainly will, Doug. There is so much non-understanding of the lateness of the hour. And I'm going to make this clear. This is Midnight Stripes, again, the book. On page 175, I want to read this to you. Under Muslim blowback, this was written, what, now almost 9 months ago? We may not, Daniel Holdings writing, we may not know what the trigger will be for the next American Civil War, but the Lord was very specific with me, and I don't want to quote myself, about what will be the catalyst. Here's what I saw, and this is what I wrote. The pushback against Muslims will go ballistic seemingly overnight. Minnesota and Michigan will become the kickoff states for the next civil war. That was, again, Doug, before anything was going on. Then I said this. The unrest will be ethnos against ethnos. That's what you're seeing now, the Antifa war in the streets. We're seeing both black and brown Antifa rising up. They are the precursors to an all-out civil war. So what I'm saying is that we are experiencing civil war right now. And I said, remember, civil war is the pretext for a communist takeover. Jeff Nyquist, over the years, NYQUIST, has written some of the best, most probing, most prophetic stories, editorials on what we can expect. The Russian defectors, Lunov, Suvorov, Bezmiaski, and I may be pronouncing his name wrong, inside the GRU, the entire blueprint for the takeover and takedown of the United States has been given for years. What we're seeing, ladies and gentlemen, right now is a revolt against the from the military. Keep in mind that Obama dismissed or most left the real generals who would have fought for this country, who did fight for this country. And now you have a complete, in essence, denigration of the President of the United States, even out of their current command in retirement. Most would not criticize the commander-in-chief. Ladies and gentlemen, it is civil war. You can fight that. You can resist that. You can emotionally say, I don't want to hear that guy. But the deal is, you will have to deal with it. We didn't deal with it then, Doug. Now we got to deal with it. So America has been brought to its knees. Now remember this, one knee now, both knees later. It used to be funny when the Muslims would say, and their mullahs and their higher clerics would say, the black flag of Islam will fly over the White House. Well, it did, ladies and gentlemen. People just didn't recognize it when Obama was there for 8 years. And the point is that when you wink at sin, you can't complain about when your eyes go dark. One of the promises that God made is that he would pour out his spirit on all flesh. But right now, we have eyes in America, but most don't see. We have ears in America, but most don't hear. We have mouths in America, but most don't speak up. We have legs in America, but most don't stand up. Now, that is not true of the different patriots in Idaho and in Minnesota and California and every place where people are standing up. And I want everybody to see a lot of the people with AR-15s are women. And God bless you, women. God bless you, women. God bless you, women, that are willing to fight to protect themselves, their families. I would that the men in the families would suck it up. So what I'm saying, Doug, I'm tired of romper room emails by feelings. Okay, I hate that song, by the way. If there's ever a song I hate, it was Feelings. I do. I hate it. I hear it, and I want to just scream. But the point is that we are seeing the subjection of the United States to Islam / Lucifer, and it only gets worse from here. We can talk later in the show about all the heavy equipment that's going into the gangs and the different revolutionaries. I'm talking about belt-fed machine guns. I'm talking about RPGs, rocket-propelled grenades. I'm talking about stuff you see on the battlefield in Iraq and Iran and all the different battlefields in Africa and every place we've been fighting wars. But the significance of all this is, ladies and gentlemen, I believe Joe Biden made this statement that he expects, now remember, he's an insider, to see President Trump hauled out of office by the military, because in essence he's saying the military is going to overthrow Trump. That's not a big, I can quote it in a minute. But Doug, what do you think about that? Here you have the...
Yeah, if I can punch in here for a second, what you said, okay, because I know people are going to comment on this and say, well, you should, you, me, we should stop, or we should not pay attention to the detractors who send emails and comments like you referenced earlier. Folks, the reason we do this, much like I opened the program yesterday, the reason that we do this is because it represents a segment of the population, even a segment of our audience, in some cases, that don't understand the bigger picture. And Steve's talking about the bigger picture here. It's not because we're bothered by some inane email or no. This is about understanding what Steve's been talking about for the last three decades, and what I've learned over the last 10 years as I watch and listen to Steve. It's about something much bigger. So I just wanted to get that out of the way. But yes, Steve, first of all, Black Lives Matter. It's a communist front group. It's demanding the abolition of police. As you know, it previously received some 33, and that's not lost on me, that number, $33 million from George Soros' Open Society Foundation. We've got the internal war in the Pentagon, the State Department right now. You've got, de Blasio, New York City, shootings up, they surge, and murders up over 100% or doubling during the most peaceful protests, mind you. Black Lives Matter, globalist Trojan horse. You've got this coronavirus. You got LAPD, homicides up 250% during the past week to defund police, peaceful protests. You've got, by the way, you got HBO, and other, places pulling Gone with the Wind. By the way, we're going to have a Gone with the Wind, watching party here at the Hagman Report against the backdrop of some Confederate flags underneath the statue of Robert E. Lee. And that'll be held on July 4th. I jest, but what we're talking about is very serious, and that is the America being brought to its knees through anarchy and treason. So, Steve, those are my comments. I just want to clear that one thing up, too. So, anyway, go ahead, continue.
I want to remind everybody of Solzhenitsyn's statement, and this is important in the Gulag Archipelago. Here's a man that went into the camps. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about Dave Hodges, myself, Doug Hagman, Alex Jones, Mike Adams, all the people, and by the way, that's not just us, I'm not separating us, it's just all the different people over the years been warning and warning amongst the scorning and scorning. And now those camps are going to be ready to be filled, but it won't be with Antifa. That's the thing I want people to understand. The whole world has declared war on God, and in Genesis 3:15, God says there's going to be enmity, there's going to be war between the seed of the serpent and his redeemed. That's where we're at, ladies and gentlemen. And when I see the clergy, I now have a name for those who have abandoned the faith. Okay, you're going to love this, Doug. I don't use the word clergy anymore. I use the word cluckery, okay? Cluckery. C-L-U-K-E-R-Y. When you have the cluckery, abandon the very Lord who saved us, abandoning the very tenets of faith, in my opinion, sorry, ladies and gentlemen, not only do they become dumb clucks, but they become damned clucks. Damned means separated from the presence of God forever. Have you noticed too, Doug? People are out there taking selfies. Minds turn back. By the way, I can honestly say, everybody's embarrassed. I don't know. I've never taken a selfie of myself in my whole life with this. I never have. Number one, don't want to. Number two, don't care to. And I take the scripture seriously. Jesus said, if any man would follow after him, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me, meaning Jesus. And isn't it amazing that we become the most self-centered, presentation in history? That it's all about me, myself, and I. And if you look at some of those screen images you just put up, that you're seeing people wanting to be part of the revolution, not realizing that their inactivity or their illegal activity is going to basically bring about their end. So
exactly.
I want to read this. Yeah, and when I see that entity, that red threaded entity, with Schumer and all the other people, basically mocking the Ghanese or the Ghanan, that's a Ghana tribal costume. I don't think people understand the true nature of this. Ladies and gentlemen, and I want to make this claim. I'm a racist in the sense I'm a human racist. I've written about the end of the human race, terminated, the end of the human race. Here lies the human race who denied their end when it stared them in the face. That's not the title, but I got too much stuff trying to speak out. So back to Solzhenitsyn.
Before you go to Solzhenitsyn, by the way, I did my senior paper on Solzhenitsyn, but on Gulag Archipelago. But just want to mention this: 1955 Webster's Dictionary did not. The word racism did not appear in the 1955 and previous editions of the Webster's Dictionary. So I just think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead with Solzhenitsyn.
Well, you know this famous quote, Doug. It says, and how he burned in the camps later thinking. Those are the prison camps. What would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family? or during periods of mass arrests, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The organs, that was the communist, you know, the communists like the Hitler's SS, would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt. If we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation. We purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterward. It was because the Russian didn't love the freedom. And they had a lot of freedom under the Tsar Nicholas. Here's the thing. Americans don't realize those who paid the price for freedom. I don't believe, and again, this is critical, if you don't believe that God judges nations in history, then you don't know history. Go to the rise and fall of the Roman Empire. Go to the fall of Israel. And look at the history of how God blessed a nation, but when that nation which God blessed turned against him, he brought judgment. Doug, there is a strange disconnect between people not recognizing that God is holy. And now what's going to happen? We have shed, allowed to be shed in this country, so much innocent blood. Only God knows the volume of it. But pun intended, it speaks volumes. No pun on the blood that was shed, but it speaks volumes as to our lackadaisical attitude of the killing of innocent people, especially children. By the way, that's the devil beat the plagues, started killing the firstborn when he instituted or initiated open abortion. What is this blood fest that these ghouls from hell, G-H-O-U-L-S, need the blood of the innocents? Now guess what? Now the blood of the silent, those who didn't stand up, will flow in the streets. Mark my words. And when the bleeding begins, to quote Mike McQuitty from 20 years ago, you won't be able to stop it. And ladies and gentlemen, just as Solzhenitsyn saying everybody sat in their lairs, they sat at home, you know, they just hoped it wasn't me. It wasn't me. I hope it isn't me. I hope they don't come for me. I hope they don't show up. By the way, he showed up in Bozeman. I think there were 4,000 of them. Not Antifa, 4,000 protesters for Black Lives Matter. 3,994 of them were white, guilt-ridden people from the university and who came into town, into Bozeman, and there were six blacks. This is not a black and white war. This is a war between principalities and powers of spiritual wickedness in heavenly places that's playing out on the earth. And if you don't believe the book of Revelation is basically real, if you don't believe Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, if you don't believe the words of Isaiah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, if you don't believe the prophets, Amos, Habakkuk, Obadiah, if you don't believe any of these guys, then why do you even pretend to use the name of Jesus? Because Jesus said this is going to happen. And Doug, I'm appalled. Seriously, I am appalled at people that, you get it too. Why don't you go out and start it, Doug? Why, we'll follow you if you start it. Start what? What are you going to start?
You. Thank you. Now, yes, thank you. That's exactly what I've been saying too. Oh, Steve, preach it, man. Yeah, I get this. Do we lack the leadership? What's when they say when you get those emails? What are they saying? I mean, what's?
Well, first of all, what are they saying? They're saying, and I love this. Well, I have faith, and you don't. That's what they say to me. I said, are you kidding me? Do you know what it's like, ladies and gentlemen? And I can honestly say this. There's a difference between living in the real world and living in the dream world. My favorite is, I don't want to prepare because God sent ravens to Elijah. I said, you don't even sit in the same context as Elijah. It's fascinating to me that people want to claim every and any reason not to prepare, not to speak up, stand up, and speak up righteousness. Look at how few of people brought America to its knees, Doug.
Amen.
And I don't care what's whatever alphabetical assortment you put in that, the bottom line is we've been brought to our knees. And ladies and gentlemen, do you think the devil will show you mercy when they come knocking on your door? The door opens and a flashbang grenade goes off. Do you think they'll show you mercy? Those of you who want to start it, don't say anything. The bottom line is, if you have the skills and abilities to resist evil, when your life or your family's life is in danger, you have all the authority in the Bible. Well, Jesus said, we're all like sheep led to the slaughter. Absolutely. Jesus knew, basically, on obviously the created human nature, how most people respond. That's why he's a good shepherd. But the good shepherd always protects the sheep from the wolves. And I have spent, and you know this too, Doug, 6 years now, I guess, coming up this coming year, on talk radio, pleading, and I mean pleading, not begging, but informing, educating, teaching. And if I told people, and I will tell them today on your broadcast, I had a sense, Doug, you know this, I had a sense that you and I had to do this show together so that we could get across, and that is a we, not me, that we could get across the nature and the danger of the times we now live in, and that people have got to wake up. The Bible says, shake yourselves. Shake yourselves. I put up an article, and I have this hyena that lives in Laurel, Montana, Harry. The whole idea of television screens and computer screens carrying infrasonics and being able to mind control. Do you remember when we spoke about that on your show? I don't know, seven to ten years ago. And people said, yeah, fearmonger. If I had my ability to speak, I'd tell you what I think of you people that call that. I would really like to unload. But Doug, I seriously spent time today. I said, Lord, if I unload, it'll blow back on Doug. It's not my meaning. And even that, let's say I just went on a blue streak. What would that accomplish? Oh, it might make me feel good, you know, at the moment. I got that off my chest. But it wouldn't be redemptive. And I've been thinking about this, Doug. Obviously, you know your age. I know my age. We know our mutual ages. But the only thing that counts now is finishing the race in faith and in obedience. When I see people bowing before the people that will cut their heads off, I think of Mary, Queen of Scots, laying her head on the axeman's chopping block because the king gave a decree. Mm-hmm. Jesus said that he came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Doug, been warning about famines, and now the famines throughout the world, whether it's locusts, whether it's bowling ball-sized hail, whether it's extreme electromagnetic radiation. I also made a statement, and you're seeing it right now in the failed hypersonic B-52 missile test. I said, when the Air Force declared war on God, they had no idea of what the blowback would be or what happens when they decide that, hey, we're fighting this battle without God. Who is on the Lord's side? The Lord is on the side of the righteous. I can tell you what happened to that B-52 hypersonic missile test. It's not classified. There was a signal that originated away from the B-52. Its systems were off. Coming from, a foreign entity. In essence, does anybody take these words seriously? Take over and take down? Well, you couldn't possibly know that. Of course I can't. But God can help me to know that. God can give me the information. I honestly think that without national repentance, and I've told you this, people will quote 2 Chronicles 7:14, but they won't live it. Pastors won't call their flocks. Now, there are some good pastors. I'm not about bashing Bible-believing pastors who are out there preaching Jesus, who are out there praying for the sick, who are out there manifesting the works, fulfilling their calling. What I am against is the clergy that has turned into the cluckery, okay?
I'm sorry, I'm going to punch in here. A couple of things. The word cluckery, I think there's an extra consonant, that being an L there. Folks, you know the word. Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Now, the other thing. What really pisses me off, Steve, is the fact that you have Christians, professing Christians, blogging Christians, who will kneel before the Black Lives Matter flag agenda, the people who represent that movement, but have not kneeled before God. And I'm telling you, have you knelt before God? Have you knelt in prayer? No. But yet you'll take a knee or two, you'll take knees before your Black Lives Matter masters and that anarchy ideology. And, you know, that's what really bothers me, Steve, is the Christians, as Christians, I would never kneel before anyone except God. So anyway, that's just my two cents. I didn't.
Well, it's an act of submission. People will submit to the horde. People will submit, H-O-R-D-E. And thanks, Doug, for spelling that. Cluckery. It has an L. The bottom line is that the mind control has, and by the way, the racist word was invented by the Central Intelligence Agency, just like fearmonger, fear porn. Those were invented by the Central Intelligence Agency. Remember, Bill Casey, director of CIA statement, well, no, our mind control techniques have been effective when everything the American people believe is a lie. If it weren't for Hagman and Hagman, the Hagman show, if it weren't for those who have been raised up to speak out and confront the lies, you guys, we'd all go into hell without a provocation of to repent, to turn to Jesus, to believe, to receive. You know, I want to thank, Doug, the audience that's helped with the widows, with the veterans, and with those who have needs, of your listeners, of my listeners, of our mutual listeners. Because I'm praying, and I really do pray this way, and you've heard me pray it on your show before, that God will reward the generous 100-fold. Because the Bible says, he who gives to the poor lends to the Lord, and the Lord will repay. We've got widows out there that basically can't even cover their heating bill. And you use the word pisses me off. You know, ladies and gentlemen, where is the offense at abortion versus that language? By the way, I just put up a picture. I don't know if you saw it. Public urination from Zero Hedge. Urine flows in the streets. Urine flows in the streets. And ladies and gentlemen, we're turning into a giant sewage. By the way, they're all Democratic cities. And then the rhinos without spinals, I call those bubble boys, okay? What gutless, I don't even have a word. Maybe you do, Doug. But what gutless manifestations of and an aberration of the word republic. You know, I call them rhinos without spinos. Go ahead.
No, you know, look, I think the words I have, you don't want to hear. But no, I think you're right. You know, and you mentioned about the sewage flowing through the streets. I mean, when you have to have a poop map of San Francisco, I mean, what does that tell? What should that tell us? Boy, is that a success? And San Francisco. And by the way, Steve, it's happening in New York too. The report just came out, or will be coming out. Go ahead.
And Portland. And yep. Portland.
Yep.
In Seattle. The thing that's problematic, Doug, is this. When a nation turns against God, this, and I want to make this clear, with exceptions of those who have not turned against God, with the exception of even President Trump's God consciousness, which who's done more for Christianity in the last, 50 years than he has. But again, ladies and gentlemen, and he said, I think his quote was, if they'll do this to me, what are they going to do to you? Worse. If I told you, Doug, and I think I sent it to you, so if I didn't, I will. If I told you, ladies and gentlemen, that there are people that know where every guillotine in America is, where every oven is, the ovens that are burning the dead bodies in China that they admit, that evidence shows are burning them by the hundreds of thousands. And if I were to tell you that chart, that graph exists, if I were to tell you there are 8.5 million antagonists in the United States, from UN troops, from different intelligence agencies, from Chinese military stuck in here, from the different gang members. Would you believe me? Doug, do you remember when I sent that to you?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
And do you have in your hand a state-by-state breakdown of where the guillotines are and where the ovens are?
Yes, I do. Not in my hand, but I have it in a file. Yes.
But in other words, and ladies and gentlemen, I sent that to four or five people that I trust. So in case, you know, the Hellfire they love Hellfire missiles, and they put my name in Hellfire missiles. And by the way, I'm not flattering myself. The point is, I'm just saying this. By the way, if you see me hugging myself, I am wanting to say things that I'm just going, please, God, give me the grace to know when not to say too much. And not about my own personal safety, but here's the deal. Pay attention, ladies and gentlemen, to all the standoffs between U.S. aircraft and Russian aircraft. Pay attention to all confrontations that are taking place right now in the South China Sea. And by a miracle, we've at least got two carriers returned over there. The Nimitz and the Reagan. There's two aircraft carriers that were taken out of commission because of COVID-19. And look, I know there's different ideas on COVID-19. I stand by the fact that that was a bioweapon, but it's one of only three. And what I'm telling everybody is this. It doesn't matter if you believe it was a bioweapon or not. Look at what happened. 42 million people out of work. Estimated 25,000 stores closed. Amazon won't close. If you understand central planning, central authority, where Russia lived during the Cold War, we now are becoming. You're seeing interruptions in postage. First class mail to get to Bozeman. A couple of you have sent me letters and stuff, and I want to share something. Please don't send me any more letters. I believe every moment is special. I absolutely don't have time to read 25-page epistles. Doug, seriously, 25 pages.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have time to answer your crisis questions because you have a crisis you demand I answer. I will do exactly what I'm led to do as I'm led to do it. I just don't have time. I just don't have time. We're all running out of time. Okay.
And a lot of people, and Steve, I think a lot, we're seeing an increase of that because a lot of people, aren't listening to you on your, by the way, Steve Quayle, Q-Files 2.0. If a lot of things could be your, 20, 15, 10 page, whatever it might be, letters and requests. Questions could be answered by listening, for example, to Steve Quayle on Steve Quayle on the Q-Files 2.0. He covers so much. On these programs, we try to cover all of this. So, yes, you're right, Steve. I just wanted to mention that. And by the way, I got a message Monday or Tuesday about the Chinese Party virus not being a man-made bioweapon. Oh, it's foolish to think that because it if it was a bioweapon, it certainly didn't have the intended effect. Well, wait a second. Look at the economy. Look at the destruction of the middle class. The businesses owned by the middle class. The response most assuredly did have that damage. It certainly did damage us in ways that we won't recover for, if at all, for a long time. So go ahead, Steve. Sorry.
Well, I think the deal is, Doug, I am pretty well into the world of polymerase chain reaction and CRISPR technology, being the guy that brought it to the listening audience before anybody else did. I'm in the heart of Yellowstone, and right now, I'm trying to finish up, by the grace of God, a film I put on hold 2 years ago that I believe is really important. It's called Yellowstone, Untold Secrets. Everybody was worried, and you know, the incessant nonsense emailers, Yellowstone's going to blow, Yellowstone's going to blow. No, it's not going to blow. But guess what? This should blow your minds. Yellowstone should have blown everybody's minds because a little thermal file bacteria, temperature sensitive bacteria called TAC4, Thermus aquaticus, discovered by Thomas Brock, who Carey Mullis, who's now passed away, received a Nobel Prize in biochemistry in 1993, and his fellow scientists, except the jealous one, said that's the greatest discovery in the history of the last 100 years. One of the greatest, and actually some people said the greatest discovery. So when people tell me it's not a bioweapon, I actually want to use the F word, fools. And I know scriptures says, call no man fool. Because they can't even explain what genetic engineering is. They can't even explain the ability to insert into different strands of DNA. Basically, just like sewing different pieces of cloth together. They don't get it. So when I see specific words, when the world's top scientists contact me and tell me, we can't say that, but thank you. That happened on the air, live on the air with George Norrie when I was talking about the Cascadia volcano region. So the point that I'm trying to make is this. It doesn't matter. Quit arguing over that and recognize this. They have just destroyed our country. In order to destroy Donald Trump, they will destroy every single American. Because guess what, Doug? This is like a show with 100 guesses. The techno demons moved to China. They took all of their technology to China. Real simple. Hey, they've wasted, exhausted, raped, pillaged, and plundered through the credit system, through the savings, through the capital basing of all Americans for the past 300 years. And now they're going to China to try and do the same thing. The social credit scores, the social credit monitoring, courtesy of the ex-head of the Stasi, that was Marcus Wolf, that was brought to the United States by, I believe it was FEMA, I screamed bloody murder then. Nobody cared. And look, this isn't a woe is me. This is a woe is you. This is to the listeners. Please, I'm pleading. Every day I wake up and I say, Lord, is this a day? Do we have one more day? And I get, Steve, time is running out. Work while it is yet day. Now remember, I'm asking, do I have one more day? For the night comes when no man can work. I know the plans. The plans are good. Imagine, Doug, imagine. I'll throw it right back to you. Imagine you come into the studio. The power's out. That's happened to you. That's happened to me. But imagine it doesn't go on for 2 days. That's happened to you. It's happened to me. Imagine there's no cell phone coverage. Imagine there's no landline covered. Imagine there's no power into your fridge. There's no power into your refrigerator. Imagine that you're hearing shots in the night. And I'm not talking about guys, hoisting shots. I'm talking about, and then imagine you start hearing automatic gunfire. Then imagine you start hearing explosions. Then you imagine you start hearing screams. And little by little, the tension builds. And not only is it building, but you're starting to lose it. I have a very dear friend who's prepped for life, but he called me one day and he says, Steve, can you pray for me? I'm starting to lose it. One of the most in tune guys with the word of God, one of the most prep guys I've ever met in my life, but he was panicking and he started to lose it. Doug, have you ever lost it? And I mean, just got to the point of such panic that you became helpless?
Sadly, yes. 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 There's different levels and different kinds of losing it. I've lost it because I was insanely angry. I've lost it because scared out of my wits. I've lost it for a number of different reasons. But yes, if you've lived as long as I have, which, according to some people, I need a geriatric center. But yes, sadly, and it's no fun. So
it's not foreign to the human race. What I'm saying is this. King David got afraid. He feigned being crazy, drooled on his beard. That's why I grow one. People say, I knew he was crazy. No, the deal is that certain times demand different responses. But when I see when I see that people are absolutely willing to go totally lawless. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you ever wondered what Bible talk means about the mystery of iniquity, this is it right now. How does lawlessness come immediately into the foreground worldwide? Worldwide on an instant. It's because Satan is absolutely controlling the rulers of this world through the United Nothings, UN. And I want to make this clear. When you see they want to do away with the police, you don't understand. They're going to bring in the UN, which is already here, and they're going to comply with Sharia law or Sharia law. The Muslims have got us taking one knee. They won't be satisfied until you take two knees, renounce Jesus Christ, and acknowledge Allah. You don't think that when you see these Black Lives Matter, some of these people are dressed in head-to-tail burqas, black? I saw one lady with the sunglasses, you know, and her sign. But the point is that do you not think the face masks, and by the way, if people understand the basic virology, you can't wrap a hanky around your neck with designer statements and think that this is my bank, American Bank. I'll turn it around, free advertising, but that this will protect you from, you know, a quarter micron pathogenic bacteria or viruses, you know? So, but listen to this. I said, what the hell? Are we ready to do the dance of the seven veils? Are you kidding me?
A good point.
Seriously. We're already, ladies and gentlemen, we're being subjected. The psychology of subjection has turned now to the implementation of total takeover. We've been subjected psychologically for a lot of years. They robbed us of the Pledge of Allegiance. They rob us of all, as Michael Savage said, our borders, our language, our culture. They want to take every statue of every Confederate general. They want to take anybody, and including General Petraeus.
Yes.
Well, isn't it Petraeus? No, it's Petraeus, in my opinion. Now you've got, if you will, the JCS, Joint Chiefs of Staff. Everybody that's worked with Trump is against him. Everybody. So, ladies and gentlemen.
And we know how that feels, but at that level, that's, and, you know, people say, well, Donald Trump, he must be compromised. He must be, because he's not doing this or that. My goodness, can you imagine what it takes for him to survive in his position and have members of his own military come out and speak out against them? But oh wait, there's a book deal too coming, or there's a promise for a syndicated commentator's position right there. But see, you were right, because earlier you talked about this coup that's taking place, and it's still in progress, Steve. I really believe that. And by the way, when you put that mask up, I immediately thought of the fact that, you know what? We are being trained. We are being like sheep. You wear the mask, and oh, if you shop at Walmart, you better follow those lines, and you better get, you know, you better stay 6 feet away, and you better stand on the X's. And I've seen people do that with the mask and stand and do that without even raising an eyebrow or asking a question. Go ahead, sir.
Well, Doug, I raised such a bunch of crap at REI in Bozeman. Okay. They are making us, listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is the most psychologically absurd thing in the world. 6 feet, are you kidding me? The standard sneeze carries 21 feet. 6 feet is, and I want to say this again on your show, Doug, it's for the cell phones to be differentiated, the signals, so if they want to whack me in line, they don't hit the other two people until they're sure of who they are. I went into REI. Of course, you've got to stand your feet, you know. What is that? It's like the hokey pokey. And I'm telling hokey, fake. The hokey pokey. Put your left foot in, you put your right foot out, and then what? You turn, you do the hokey pokey, and you turn all about, and then you had to get a mask at the front. Okay? Bozeman, by the way, is totally open now. And then I went to pay with the dirtiest word in the world, cash. I'm sorry, sir, we cannot take the cash. It's the official policy.
Yeah.
I said, are you freaking kidding me? I have a bloody account with you. I said, hello, all legal tender for all debts, public and private. By the way, that's not true anymore. I hope people understand that. I got a new lesson that people can refuse to take cash. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the reason they don't want you to take cash, cash equals freedom. When the cash goes, so do your freedom. So do your freedoms. So saying all that, I said, I came home, and of course, being in a wonderful mood, I said to my wife, thank God, the beauty in her tames the beast in me. I said, I will never go in that store again. Somebody said, well, never is a big word. Nope, I can get anything any other place else. I used to get tennis shoes there, the kind I put in my mouth. These are a really good brand. They're Hokas. And if you have problems with your feet, they carry them. But that's what I went in there for. Only store in Bozeman that carried them. After that, I said, Lord, we truly are being placed in the slaughterhouse chutes. Right now we stand in line. How long before we stand in the slaughter pens? How long before the axes fall or the guillotines? And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, when the guillotines came out, the first guillotine was in Missouri. The second one was in Puerto Rico. That was a signal to everyone that the revolution is on. You've got to see not only what, or not to hear just what they say. You've got to watch the symbols and imagery. Doug, the fact that people, put my shoe back on, the fact that people, no matter the amount of evidence, here's something, this, you cannot expect people with irrefutable evidence to go against their mind, especially when it has to do with their comfort, okay?
Oh, yeah.
As long as you've got beer and pizza on Friday, well, if they come tomorrow, c'est la vie. No, say goodbye to your life, you know? And I tell people, if you don't understand what's going on, then turn us off. Don't listen to us. Don't listen to alt news. The reason alt news is called alt news is because it's the news. Everything else is programmed psychological mind control. Everything else. And yep. Look at this now. You know, you talked about Gone with the Wind. You're talking about, are you kidding me? They're even taking guns out of cartoons. Elmer Fudd can't have a gun. And see, this is so ironic because America now is purchasing more firearms than they ever have in their history. But I want to share something with every gun owner out there. You've got to practice. You've got to learn tactics. You've got to read what you can read. Print it out from the internet. There are guys who are whatever they are, military, rangers, SEALs, force recon guys that are older, the guys that are in Vietnam and live, those are guys you want to talk to. The thing is that you must learn, because pretty soon the only thing that you will be able to keep is what you're willing to defend. And if that costs you your life and you know Jesus, then you know where your end is. What does it profit, Jesus said, for a man to gain the world and lose his soul? We could ask the technocrats that. They're going, ha, 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 we're pulling it over on God. We've got eternal life figured out. He's not going to send us to hell because we're just going to download our bodies, download our subconscious, and we're going to be able to be as perverse as we want for the rest of eternity. God, you don't count. I said this, and I'll stand by this. The awakening that's going to happen, unfortunately, will be with such brutal consequences that outside of the grace of God in each and individual lives, we will not be able to emotionally comprehend, process, or deal with outside of the grace of God. I'm tired. I'm tired of the clergy response teams. How about responding to the call for repentance? I even have people email me, why do you make such a big deal out of repentance? Because your attitude tells me that that is a big deal. You know, I want to take on the... I just want to say this. If this makes you mad, tough, I want to take on all of the crybabies. I want to take on all the pussies. I'm sorry, but that's not a very nice term. Oh, do you know no shame? Yeah, I'm ashamed that people that claim the Lord Jesus Christ won't even stand up for him. I'm ashamed of that. I'm going, Lord, help me. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus, to communicate effectively. And the Lord, I get the same scripture, not by might, nor by power, nor by Steve's anger. Anger does not work the righteousness of God. It only makes you feel good at the time you hit the wall. And then, Doug, you know that when your knuckles swell and you go, I shouldn't have done that, the Lord's saying, I'll show you a better way. You just can't go around. By the way, I don't do that anymore. I learned my lesson. I told it on your story when I kicked a chair and it was wrought iron and I broke my toe. And the Lord said simply, Steve, steel stronger than your toe. Boy, did I repent. But the point that I think is critical now is people, Doug, you know this, people get more offended at what you may say, one word on your show, than they do a bit slaughter of tens of millions of babies, more than the violation of every oath and promise made to our veterans, the absolute silence over every one of the injustices. And by the way, I want to put this on record. I am the one 25 years ago, and this is true. Oh, he's just so narcissistic. Wrong. I warned law enforcement. I said, you guys need to watch who comes into your ranks, who comes into your department. There are people that are going to send in people that are going to turn you against the citizens, and they'll send in people against the citizens that'll turn the citizens against you. Because that was the Russian plan. Well, they also said they'd take out all of the intelligence agencies and the FBI. Hello, has that been done? That's not Quayle and his conspiracy theory. That's not Hagman and whatever you call Doug. I won't even say anything other than, look, Doug's my brother. Any of you that have come to know Jesus, you've come to know him through Doug's platform, you should say, thank you, Jesus. You should pray for my brother's safety. Thank you for praying for my safety and my family's safety. Support him, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we're not trying to do anything. And thank those of you who have stood with us on our legal fight, in our legal thing that's been going on for 5 years come November. And ladies and gentlemen, that's a lot of time. That's 2,500 pages of complaints over two statements that aren't even relevant. Oh, and then you bring out the liars who sign affidavits. One of them's an insane person by her own confession. Her kids wanted to have her committed. She threatened to disinherit him. The other one is a man that mocked me by putting my face on Jesus, went totally crazy. My sin in his life was to bring him on with Doug's show, I think for three shows, and ask people to financially support him because his wife was dying from cancer. Gave him a check for $3,000, made out to his wife's name, by the way. He's very clever. And then somehow every criticism of me, that I'm a crook, I'm a phony, I'm fake. And let me share this. You can say, well, just let it run off your back like water off a duck's back. You write the checks for a couple $100,000. You go through it. You try and say, Lord, I mean, you said in your word that blessed am I when all men speak evil of me. And then you've got busybodies on the keyboards that are the discerners of real Christianity. But the point is, ladies and gentlemen, they haven't won anybody of Jesus. They haven't probably spent $10 helping somebody. Oh, they did volunteer for community service. But the point is that the battle is in that realm. Wait until it comes on the door. Remember Solzhenitsyn's quote. And Doug, you wrote your paper on him. If I were to say to you, why did you choose him, do you think?
Well, at the time, I did not realize the complexity of the work, the Gulag Archipelago, but it was something I wanted to do. And I wanted to, even at that time in my life, I wanted to understand, the dangers of communism. And when I did that, I got to say this, I never, ever thought that we would be seeing what happened there here, if that makes sense. But boy, I'll tell you what, there's not a week that goes by that I don't remember thinking, you know, reading that and studying that, and then hearing what you are saying and hearing what others are saying. You talk about eye-opening. It's just absolutely beyond anything I've ever seen before. This is the time, Steve. This is the time that you've been talking about, that we've been talking about, at least the beginning of it. So I'll turn it back to you.
Now people are trying to say midnight hasn't struck, that we're 5 minutes beyond midnight. We are so, how do I say this? We're in vapor lock. And Doug, I don't think you heard what happened, but my hourglass that's behind me. I don't know what screen, is it screen left or screen right over here?
It'd be to your left, yes. Okay. Your right, my our left.
Yeah, it broke, okay?
Oh, wow.
And what was interesting, I knocked it over, and the sand that was in the upper chamber, there was nothing sand in the upper chamber, and then it was all in the lower chamber. And I said, we're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Then I got into quantum physics and stuff, but there still is a memory in the upper chamber of the interaction between the sand and the glass, etc. The glass, the broke, you know, the top bubble broke into a bunch of pieces, and the sand, there's a lot of sand, you know, broke also. It's because, like a fool, I had turned it over to just, you know, make sure that the orifice, and then I knocked it over. And the Lord said, Steve, the sand that is already gone through the hourglass will not be remembered as the evil unfolds upon the earth. All the fond memories, all the historic memories, all that that upper chamber represented will no longer be recalled. There's passages in the scriptures about, you know, when you have good times, oh, the memories are great. When you have bad times, that you just want to survive. Notice this too, Doug. It tilted to the left, okay? I picked it up this way. It tilted to the left. I don't know if you can see it, but yeah, it's really critical, because the tilt to the left said this to me, that everything now that will come to play will be based on the angle of the left. That said to me, I would say this, the geometry of evil is so pronounced now that it's, and if you notice this, and I didn't do anything with it, but there's a cant to the sand. It's ready to spill out. The evil is ready to spill out over the whole earth. It's going to be a time that never was. I'm not saying this to scare anybody. Look, I'm up in the middle of the night praying, God, hope you are too. What's the most critical thing to share with the people of God? What's the most critical thing to impart to the people of God? Help me to help those with what I've got that need help, that need help. And Doug, your audience and my audience, they've both risen to the occasion. People wanted anonymously to help the different veterans. And I still have that offer open. If you're a veteran and you're living on less than $1,000 a month or $1,200 a month or whatever, and you need help, just ask for it. Because I want to, and the same thing with single mom. I have a single mother that just, emailed me. She's got three kids and they all have special needs. And all I can say is, I said, Lord, I will send her a check today. And the point that I'm trying to get across is this. If we'll help others now, knowing what's upon us, knowing what is to come, God has a wonderful way of returning a blessing, because it says, he who gives to the poor lends to the Lord will repay.
And I just want to say this, Steve, because people are listening and watching this. Look, we're not saying this, you know, yay is us, but I want people to know. I have seen Steve Quayle, his generosity up close and personal to me, sure, but to people who were down and out. I mean, Steve has done more for those people who had nothing, and Steve has lifted them up and helped them out. And I'm not saying that to flatter or to put him on the spot, but people, I don't think people realize that when you say your ministry or people describe you as having a ministry, it really is a working, ministry. I mean, to me, I've seen it. I've seen you be very generous with widows who couldn't make a mortgage payment, couldn't make a rent payment, had no money for food. So when people support you and they support us, Q Files, for example, the membership, people say, well, you must be making a ton of money, but you don't understand what Steve does. He gives a ton of money away in support of those who need it. So I just want to make that clear. All right. It's not, again, it's not a, you know, yay is us stuff, but this is what I try to do that too. Every day, try to help someone, or every week I try to help someone. And that's all I wanted to say, because I think sometimes you get an unfair shake, as do I, but we get unfair shakes and people don't really understand what you do.
with it, and you help people out. So,
you know, and Doug, God corrected me because, you know, I said this on my show the other day, whenever today is Thursday, I said on my Wednesday show, I said that I've never called myself. This guy took me to a task saying, and listen, if this is offensive to you, well, we want to hear what Jesus is telling you. Then you better understand, if I draw attention to one of my emails, is this he's a pressure point. You bet it's a pressure point. I have never in all my years on talk radio called myself a prophet. I have never called myself a minister. And certainly I've never called myself a man of God. Okay? All men who serve God could be called men of God. I only boast in one thing, that Jesus redeemed my sorry ass. He set me in a high place. And if you don't, if that kind of stuff offends you, then all I can say is turn it off, turn it off, turn it off. Because a peanut gallery, you know what you end up at the end of the day? All you end up, if you listen to the peanut gallery, I understand this, you end up with a bunch of empty shells. Unfortunately, I got to deal with a bunch of empty heads and empty hearts. People who do nothing will be your betrayers. People in your own family who you're trying to witness to. Oh, you know, mom's off, or in my case, oh, you know how Steve is, you know. Doug, I'm biting my tongue.
I know you are. And you know, we're seeing this more and more, the betrayal of those people. And I know, folks, and this is why we're talking about this. I know members of your family. I mean, just since Donald Trump has been in office, you vote for him. Well, that's, you're not welcome at Thanksgiving or Christmas. Or people say, I lost family members over this. It's not just President Trump. It's the spirit. That's the way I look at it. And maybe Steve and refine my points. I mean, it's the spirit that really is, it's a spiritual war that we're fighting here.
Oh, you know, it truly is a spirit world, and it truly is a spiritual war. And the bottom line is, those of you who are slanderers, those of you who are defamation kings and queens, you've got to understand you will be held for your word, held for those words. And ladies and gentlemen, what is going to happen if you're on a what do I call what's a good name, Doug, for a bunch of people that sit around and just tear each other down on keyboards? What's a good word?
My in-laws. I'm
sorry. What?
My in-laws. No. Okay. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. I'm kidding. Keyboard warriors. I don't know. Keyboard assassins.
Hey, that's a good word. Keyboard assassins. Because at the end of the day, and I said this 22 years ago, and some of you know who have been with me that long, even since I started, I said, and I've reiterated a couple times, not as much as I should have probably, the two most dangerous thought processes that will be present in the last days before Jesus comes will be envy and jealousy. Sorry. Jealousy and envy will destroy more Christians in the end days. And by grace of God, you know, well, nothing can destroy me. I'm a Christian. You're already destroyed with that attitude. You don't trust in yourself. You trust in the Lord with all your might. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he'll direct your path. Well, I don't believe you really saw Jesus. It doesn't bother me a bit. The man with the experience who's based on biblical events, whose fruit has changed from the fruit of foolishness and folly to sharing Jesus, doesn't have to argue. I can't argue with your perceptions. But jealousy and envy rule the day, Doug. Jealousy and envy rule the day. Jealousy and envy will be that which destroys more people. And take it to the Lord in prayer.
And that's the motivation behind. By the way, jealousy and envy, I think,
is, or are, I should say, the motivations, at least in part, behind the keyboard assassins, the keyboard warriors, the people who want to tear people down. Isn't it amazing, Steve? And this, I know because I hear from the members of the audience, they will send me emails saying, I can't believe I posted something on Facebook or whatever, social networking, or I sent an email to, you know, a friend, a family member, and just got ripped a new one, you know, because of my beliefs, specifically about God. I'm seeing more and more people are there's a deeper chasm here. There's a deeper divide. Those who follow Jesus Christ and his teachings versus those who don't, but follow and consider themselves religious. Man, that divide is getting deeper and wider. And it's really, I mean, I think that's where really the war is at. And I don't know if I articulated that properly, but the key here, this isn't about you and I. This is about what everyone listening and viewing is going to or is experiencing right now. And it's only going to get worse. That's just my view. I don't know. Maybe I did that a disservice.
That's not just your view. That's the Bible statement, okay? How do you deal with betrayal from those closest to you? I've had plenty of experience of that, by the way. How do you deal with 1 minute someone loves you and the next minute they could cut your heart out, they would? How do you deal with trust only to have that trust absolutely thrown out? How do you do, and this is why, this is why I think Jesus said pray in secret. And I love the scripture in both Nehemiah and also in that where Nehemiah said, neither told I any man what God had placed within my heart to do. I have been the quintessential opponent of Faces of Death book since it came out. Christians used to give me emails. Who the hell do you think you are? Well, all I can tell you is don't think I'm anybody, but I'm a child of the redeemed. Oh, you're just using that excuse. Take it up with Jesus. People are losing touch with people. And by the way, social distancing, that's horse manure. That is baptism and vomit. Twitter, twatter, Peter, patter. If you want to know who's behind all the matter, look at what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. You don't even think anymore. And I got friends, you know, they're my friends. I've been on the show with them. They're still on Facebook believing they're winning people to Jesus. If God told them to be so you've built, let me say this, Doug, they have built self-erecting intelligent dossiers which a spy could never do within years. They do it in minutes. I'll send you something that will show just how sophisticated the tracking is. I had no clue. I thought I knew. Brother, I knew a surface level. Go ahead.
No, you know, I just find it amusing that people, many people who complain about the invasion of privacy into their lives, don't understand when they post on Facebook the pictures, the facial recognition behind that, the geotagging, the fact that, you know, anyone at any time use a cell phone, you can be pinpointed within a foot of where you stand. You know, and by the way, to your social distancing comment, now I think it was the CDC came out with a PDF on guidelines, how to have sex. You can have sex, but you know, wear a mask. The insanity is just—it's just absurd.
That's sadomasochism, and that's the sex with asphyxiation.
Yep.
I knew a marriage in the church. You know, years and years ago, I was on a board, board, until some of the people, even the fellow elders, were really making some stupid choices. One of the toughest things I had to deal with was a guy that was on the board choking his wife during sex. Okay? Well, they got a divorce, you know? And the pastor, who was spineless, I mean, he was so spineless that a wet noodle seemed like a laser beam, okay? That's how spineless he was. And finally, we had to deal with it. Of course, I said, well, we got to deal with this now. Kick his you know, I can't say it that way, you know, ask him to leave the board. And the deal is what I noticed, Doug, is that even in the asphyxiation, having sex with face masks, oh, and then, you know, there's, and I won't even go there, the perversion. I want to share something with people. If you think it's perverted now, there's no end to the perversion that will show up as these last 42 months play out. Jesus spoke of tribulations, plural. We are entered into the tribulations, plural. And I got to tell you something. We have brothers and sisters we need to be praying for in Seattle and in the area surrounding communities, that God will protect them supernaturally, that the enemy will not come nigh their abode. But somebody just sent me an email. A friend of mine said, well, how is Seattle going to be fed? Now he's getting it. They're not.
That's a great point. And that goes back to your comments 2-3 decades ago. This is exactly what you had said. And that's all I'm going to say. I mean, you said it back then. Go ahead.
Well, look, here's the deal. Like it or not, I have tried with all my failings, and God knows I could write a book of failure. I told people I have more issues than National Geographic, okay? But issue by issue, God's helping me move through. But I know this, too, that his love covers a multitude of sins. That doesn't mean I sin that grace might abound, okay? But the point that I'm trying to make is this. I was raised up for such a time as this and have been for 48 years, going on 49 years, coming up 2021. But the point is, ladies and gentlemen, look back on your lives and say, God, what have I done with the years I've squandered? Where have I gone with all the miles I've wandered? What will be the end of all the thoughts I've pondered? As I just walked aimlessly and from point to point sauntered, I'm not trying to outdo Randy Conway, but it came together nicely. The point is that we're now in a time that's never been before. I keep saying that because, Doug, people still say, well, you know, all you fear and fear porn purveyors, whatever, you're all going to eat crow when it all goes back to normal. I said, if I told you what you're going to eat, I'd have to repent because you're going to have to eat it and die. And so the point that I'm saying to people is, who would have ever thought? Who would have ever thought? By the way, people are doing what I just suggested in San Francisco.
Yes, they are.
The most disgusting, revulsive, there's no words, perverse.
Yes.
Again, I want you to always, go ahead, Doug, I'm sorry.
No, it's interesting you bring that up because that's actually a thing. Now, it's been a thing in the fringes of the perverse community. I get that. I don't agree or understand it, but I recognize that. But now it's becoming, more and more mainstream, and it's becoming more accepted and promoted. What Steve is talking about, it's not for, you know, mixed company. It's not for to be discussed in polite company, but this is what's being pushed upon us. And all of this is not, again, this is not about Steve or me or any one of the people that sit behind a microphone. This is about all of us, all of you, because we've got to do, repentance, hitting your knees, but understanding the fact that this is, it's now. It's not something that we're saying it's going to happen. It's happening now. That's all. I really hope, and I think Steve, this has been a great broadcast so far. I really believe that. I think people are starting to really understand it, and I hope people are understanding this, and how the lack of repentance fits in, and how the falling on one's knees to the Black Lives Matters communist ideologues, that's okay, but falling on one's knees or, you know, kneeling before the God of the Bible, before Jesus Christ, that's frowned upon. You know, it's just it's backwards, upside down, backwards, and really, we need to recognize the root of our problems. I was talking to Russ Dizdar real quick yesterday, and you had mentioned infiltration into various agencies here during our discussion. And he was saying, too, you know, all of the discussions, all of his discussions about infiltration by the demonic entities, by the spiritual perverse, It's happening now, and we have to recognize that. Go ahead, sir.
Isaiah 45:22-24. The reason I quote the scripture is because that's what my foundation is. My idiosyncrasies or my lack of surrender, those are issues I'm working on with God. But let me give you God's word, Isaiah 45:22-24. Look unto me, God pleading with the people, and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. Well, that makes the devil really upset because he wanted to be just like God. God said, I have sworn by myself, the word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Surely shall one say, in the Lord have I righteousness and strength, even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against me shall be ashamed. Those people who are bowing their knee before Baal and make no apology for it, they are bowing before another God, not the living God. Not the living God. They are bowing before idols. Oh, Doug, again, you know, it just makes me it's not angry or anything like that. It makes my heart hurt. Maybe that's it. Romans 14:10-12. You know, but why do you judge your brother? Or dost thou set it not thy brother? For we shall all stand before God in judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Guess what? Nobody stands there with you. Nobody stands there against you except Jesus. He's for you. He's our advocate. He's the one that basically is he who is above all things, created all things, is worthy of all things. And by the way, the word repentance means this. If I'm doing something I shouldn't be doing, quit doing it. Quit doing it. Quit doing it. The object of obedience is simply this. We know it's wrong. I could tell you some stories when I can't go there. I'm smiling only because, oh, are you wonderful, Jesus. How God speaks to me isn't the same way God speaks to Doug, nor is it better the way God speaks to me. I have a harder head than Doug. Doug's analytical. But look, people get mad at our friendship. You know, you and Doug or Hagman and Quayle, you just have stupid listeners. Isn't that what it's called? Anybody who listens to us, but yet billionaires listen to us. Heads of state listen to us. People that can't admit they listen to us, but according to this person's interpretation, only stupid people, naive.
Gullible, loyal Christian audiences.
Yes. And the gullible, loyal, and loyal to who? Jesus. I don't know anybody. Doug, you know, again, I guess as I see things unfolding so fast, I don't believe, and I don't know this, and I won't know this. Somebody said, are you still going to put up your red list? Our red screen, not red list. Red screen when we've got 2 weeks. I was told I won't have that opportunity simply because they'll take the feed down. I would say if anybody wanted to know the lateness of the hour, I would say it's the brightest orange before it turns to red. It's the brightest orange before it turns to red. I've tried, and you've tried, we've tried, we've tried together separately. You've interviewed so many people I don't know, and I talk to so many people you don't know, but at the end of the day, the word goes out. Yep. I can say this. I reject the fact that I have, and this isn't for your sake, but I don't talk about, quote, somebody says, well, I'm glad you have your ministry. I said, it's not my ministry, it's his ministry. He said, go ye therefore. I'm going therefore. A man has nothing except to receive it from above. And that's what I stand on, okay? And so when we get attacked for, you know, the silliest bloody stuff, you know, it's like a hand puppet with the devil's hand moving. Hi! Da-da-da-da-da! And by the way, if anybody can find me a really good hand puppet of some of the political figures, just send me the link and I'll buy them. And I'll send you, you know, an ounce of silver just for a link to basically find some hand puppets. I am not a very good ventriloquist, okay? But I would do this. Hi, my name is Barack. I am just taking your country over. You know? I have to grit my teeth to do it. And by the way, I've never been a ventriloquist. And by the way, nobody's ever had their hand, I should make this careful, using me as a puppet. So the thing is that we're at this point where, seriously, Doug, you've been to a lot of courts as an insurance investigator and stuff, but there's a time when the case is rested, correct?
Yes.
You sat through a lot of evidence. Explain how, if you would, because, you know, I've not been in your shoes or in your calling, but explain kind of those closing minutes of the court when the final evidence has been presented. Tell me your response as you sit there having provided real evidence that this guy was scamming the insurance company for $500,000.
Yeah, I mean, so some of the cases I've worked in that have gone to courts, there were millions upon millions of dollars at stake in that last. Okay, so the based on the verdict, in other words, you know, Mr. Smith over here defrauded an insurance company by way of, we'll say, I don't know. I mean, pick a method, but whatever method. But when you're in that courtroom setting and you listen to the prosecution, in this case, give the closing argument, and then you listen to the defense give the closing argument, that's built upon layer upon layer upon layer of foundational testimony, of evidence that has been introduced, and, of course, the impeachment of evidence. So at that last day, that last hour, that last few moments on both sides before it's submitted to the jury or as it's being submitted to the jury and before the judge charges the jury, the feeling, I'm not sure if this is what you're going for, but there's this anticipation. There's this palpable feeling of, you know, what's this going to be? What's the jury going to decide? Where's the evidence point? How long? I mean, what are the damages? What are, if it's a civil case or if it's a criminal case, what's going to be the punishment thinking ahead if there's a guilty verdict or, you know, has justice been served? So there's so many emotions and so many, so much going on. And it's hard to really describe that, you know, in the well, of course, in the courtroom, where all the action takes place. It's very difficult to describe that battle, the battle that to sum up the battle. Is that what you're looking for? I mean, it's just.
And I think there's an expectation of an outcome that when you're expecting an outcome, not knowing how it turns out, that's where the anxiety, that's where the, what would you say? Maybe if there is confusion comes in. It's a destabilizing thing. Now, obviously, to the attorney who believes he's won the case, he just, you know, knocked it out of the ballpark only to find out the judge says, foul, you're out of the game. But again, Doug, the moments we have, and ladies and gentlemen, again, I want to say bless you. Thank you for your prayers for Doug, for myself, for the other people that are out there laying it on the line. The thing is, thank you so much. The day will come when our voices will be silenced. I know that. I have talked to some very interesting people to try and do a workaround. But even, ladies and gentlemen, with a platform, an additional non-related Yahoo, whatever, the devil controls the principality. He is the principality of the airwaves. And it's going to be very difficult to get information out there. So what I'm trying to do is give everybody, I would say, a mental survival bug-out bag or bug-in bag if you got to stay there. What does it mean to trust the Lord with all your heart, lean not unto your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him? What happens if you don't acknowledge him in any of your ways? How can you trust in him? If you're afraid to speak the name of Jesus with your heart, with a heart, man believes unto righteousness, with his mouth salvation, or with his mouth confession is made unto salvation. What, Romans 10:9 and 10:10? Ladies and gentlemen, there must be a lot of unsaved people out there. Now, that's God's call. But I'll tell you what's going to turn it around. Here's the good news. The power of the Holy Ghost will come upon God's people when God's people are at the most dangerous and perilous time, when they call out to him. Right now, they call out to anybody else. I don't have a this is not active. Hello. Did you just hear Hagman and Quayle?
Oh, those stupid, gullible Christians listening to them. And can you believe they've been listening to them for all this time? Well, I think, well, your thinking is what got you in trouble in the first place. Some people call it stinking thinking. The problem with stinking and thinking, the stink goes the way the wind blows it the furthest. I was telling people, people used to talk about if you're in a pig pen, you're in deep mire. I'll use that word. And when you're in deep mire, when the wind of the mire, the stench of the mire is blowing in the other direction, you can tolerate it. You can tolerate it. We tolerated the slaughter of our brethren, our Christian brethren in Syria, Iraq, Iran. We tolerated the Coptic Christians being murdered in Egypt. We tolerated all of the Chinese, the horrible things they were even doing to different sects, you know, S-E-C-T-S. We tolerated all this blood. That's because the wind was blowing in that direction. We're in a whole world of stink, and it's called sin, and it's called the end times. Yet now that the winds are changing, that stink is blowing back in our face, ladies and gentlemen. And when you're standing in the mire, that isn't a good thing. That's not a bed of roses with a perfume just emanated from every petal you touch. The stink of man's corruption, the rebellion of man's corruption, the war against God and our U.S. military. Oh, how if I could say one thing, I would say my message to the U.S. military is repent, repent, repent. That means turn away, turn away. Remember this, they kicked Jesus out, they kicked the Bible out. I stand on my word, very soon it will be a capital offense to have a Bible. Punishable by death.
I believe that.
Very simple.
Go ahead. Never before. You know, there was a time, and I don't know, again, 20 years ago, when you had said that to me one time, it was off air, you had said that to me, and I thought, you know, this is America, that'll never happen. And I didn't say anything back, but you know, man, I agree with you because that's where we're headed right now. I guarantee you, the Navy disallowed, not only Confederate flags, but Bibles, open Bibles especially, but Bibles in general. So it's, we're not far from not being, trust me, yes, you're right. We will not, the Bible will be outlawed in the United States. I can see that. Sorry. Rambling, but
no, you have to say you're sorry. This is your show, and I understand that, you know, you're gracious to guys like me that got a lot to say, but well, a short time to say it, but a very short time to say it.
Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, again, I'm going to ask you to support Hagman. I'm going to ask you to support Doug's show because, you know, Doug, you know this, but I'm not telling the interviews you allow with me and, for instance, Tom Horn, and I'm sure it's true with others. I don't know all your yes, but those go worldwide. I can tell you I have brothers now that I never knew before that are in Britain listening to those interviews on your platform. I have people contacting me worldwide. I can actually give the account. I should have it of all the people that live stream Branson this year. And by the way, the videos are the DVDs. I should use the right term. The DVDs are amazing. And those of you who watch my presentation, I had my presentation re-edited so you see all of my slides on the screen as opposed to on the big screen. FYI, the big screen presentation with the images on the big screen got washed out due to a function of lighting, etc. So I think you'll see mine. And again, ladies and gentlemen, Derek Gilbert did such a good job. God bless you, Derek. That's what caused, and I even got this in an after fact. Everything Doug and I have said after the initial filing against us four and three quarters years ago, everything we say, the person tries to add it in to the ongoing legal proceedings, which is wrong, which is illegal, which is not court, but hey, that's what goes on. So when Jesus said every manner of evil, every word I speak, and by the way, I know a friend of mine had access to the FBI files on me. The FBI files went back to when I was a renegade teenager in high school. So that means somebody had to be watching me from then. That means that somebody, and I don't know if it was a police report in those days on, you know, drinking too much and being wild or whatever it was. And for the record, I've never had a DUI. And for the record, I've never driven under the influence of alcohol. I like to stay in one place, party until I passed out. And the bottom line is that's not a great statement, but it's a true statement. It only takes you one time being so drunk that you fall face first in a urinal. That changes the way you approach urinals. And the bottom line is, I did that on graduation night in my high school graduation. The point is, they wanted me out of there so bad. This is a true story, Doug. They wanted me out of there so bad that when the principal has a walk with you away from everybody else and tells you the only reason we're graduating you is because the thought of you having another year here is too much for all of us to bear. Those were his exact words. Really. That's not metaphor. That's not, you know, embellishment. That's just true. So what I'm saying is this. Quit looking at everybody else and take a personal inventory. Where do I stand with Jesus? Do I stand with Jesus in a place that, look, it's going to happen, whatever's going to happen, but can I prepare to the best of my ability? Have I prepared to the best of my ability? And that means starting with Jesus, not throwing Jesus in the bug out bag, okay? That means basically putting him as the preeminent one. Look, there are warriors out there that are going to fight. Not all people will be able to fight, but I'm praying for Gideon's 300 to arise. I'm praying for Gideon's 300 to say, I will not bow before BLM. I will not bow before those who are trying to kiss the devil's behind. I will not submit to this treason. I will not submit to this treachery. They're going to kill you. Hey, what happens if God keeps me alive? God's kept Doug Hagman alive. God's kept me alive. God's been gracious. If you and I had a dime for everybody that's tried to put us under, take us under, or take us down, we'd be very wealthy. We would be diamondaires. We'd have billions of diamonds probably. I'm just exaggerating there. But, you know, the idea is, ladies and gentlemen, there are people that will go to no drop. They will spare no expense to destroy the truth. Because one thing you can't have in America, you can't have it. You can't have the truth any longer. Because the truth takes away from the end of where all those people end up in, ladies and gentlemen, and this eternal separation from hell.
And the ultimate truth is especially dangerous to those people. And the ultimate truth, of course, is our God, is the God of the Bible and our Savior. And isn't it funny when we talk about our greatest, you had mentioned it earlier, but the greatest assaults against us, verbal, written, whatever it might be, are the assaults that really are against the truths that are ensconced by our belief in the God of the Bible. And I hear from people all the time, that's the same with them as well. That's the nugget. That's not the right word, but that's really what the assaults are after, to take that away. That's what I believe anyway. I believe that you can't believe in Jesus Christ. You can't believe in the God of the Bible. And if you do, you're a fool. That's kind of like the dividing line where we stand right now. That's kind of what I see. So I don't know.
Well, no, you don't need to say, I don't know, because you do know, and you're declaring what you know. And the point we're at in history now, ladies and gentlemen, it almost sounds like, and it is in essence an evangelical crusade. If you were to die tonight, are you assured of your salvation? Are you really assured? If you were to be thrust in the presence of Jesus, like I was before the judgment seat of Christ, I didn't die. I was translated. Doing excessively high rates of speed on a certain mountain road in Montana that had very few people on it. But the point is that what would you say to the Lord? What would you say if he asked you the question he asked me? And I can speak with experience and authority on this. You will have to answer this question. Why, when I've given you so much, have you done so little? Was I not worth it? Was I, what I shared with you? Salvation is free, but there has to be works of righteousness. There has to be, let the man whom the Lord has redeemed say so. What would you say to Jesus?
would you say, forgive me, Lord, I failed? He's not going to judge you heaven or hell on that. But your reward, God really is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. What will you say? I can tell you this, it's very unnerving to look up at the Lord and have him ask you that question. It absolutely causes you to bow your head and say, in my case, Lord, give me one more chance. Because I'm standing before the judgment seat of Jesus Christ. I know I've been taught what that meant. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus loves you. He's not a piece of luggage. He's not, this is an eyeglass case. He's not just, oh, I'll take Jesus in my back pocket. He's not just a colloquial term. He's not just a introduction to like-minded people. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He's a God. He's the Son of a living God. He is the express love of the Father's heart in human form, taken on human form, but also now he sits at the right hand of God. He's the Son of Man. That means he's the new man. We are no longer the seed of Adam. Old things have passed away. We become new creations in Christ Jesus. And for those of you who love, I do, who love quantum physics and quantum stuff, he gave the most amazing definition of superpositioning in a quantum state. Though we walk on earth, we are seated with him in heavenly places. That's what drove the Apostle Paul to say, in him, Jesus, we live and move and have our being.
Steve, we only have 3 minutes. I just want to say this in the closing 3 minutes. You know, you wrote Jesus, the Premise of the Promise, and I think that was perhaps one of the most inspired works, one of the most valued books I have next to the Bible. And I want to thank you for that. And I want to urge everyone to go to stevequayle.com and go and purchase Jesus, the Premise of the Promise. What an inspirational read that is. And I want to thank you for that. But you've got the last 90 seconds, Steve.
Go. I may have the last 90 seconds on this show, but there are no guarantees any of us have the 90 seconds even to our life, or 90 minutes, or 90 hours, or 90 days, or 90 weeks. We certainly have entered into the time of, 42 months, and 42 months is what, 168 weeks times and a half? Think of that, 168. You can count it from whatever you think, and some of you will say, oh, we're not there yet. What makes you think you will live to see the pre-trib rapture if you are scheduled for, let's say this, going home to Jesus before that time? What makes you think that? What have you assumed versus what do you know? What has God spoken to you directly and called you to come unto him because you're heavily laden? He'll give you rest. Who do you go to, people first or Jesus? Very important point. Who do you run to when life turns against you, people first or Jesus? Do you get on the clock board? Do you get on that? Or do you say, Lord, I don't know. The way that's right for me does not lie within me. Help. Doug brought up Jesus, the Premise, the Promise. This is my, basically, this is my legacy. Jesus, the Premise, the Promise. And it's based on this, God's answer for perilous times. Psalm 46:1, God is my refuge and strength and ever-present help in the times of trouble. If you don't believe we're in times of trouble, just wait. I would say you won't have to wait longer than July to find out how much trouble you're in. And remember, if you're sitting in the mire, and the mire of slander, and you're sitting in the mire of character assassination, step out of the mire so that that wind of putrefaction doesn't blow back in your face. Doug, God bless you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for your support of Hagman, his report, his platform for us. And Doug, Jesus loves you, and that is true.
And with that, Steve, that's all I need. I mean, that's what we thank you. Thank you, my friend. Hey, it's been a pleasure. It really has. It's been a great program, and I know that we're going to get a lot of great feedback from this. Again, thank you so much, Steve Quayle. Steve Quayle, my brother, really, and I mean that sincerely. I love the guy. SteveQuayle.com. Steve, Q-Files 2.0, please. And Jesus is the Premise of the Promise. You got to pick that up. Folks, that'll do it for me. May God bless each and every one of you, and tell others about this program. If you watch this on YouTube, if it's on there, hit the subscribe button and the thumbs up. May God bless. Have a great night.